It is time now for Wayne Pond and the word of the day. Word up, Wayne. What you got for us?
Hey, good morning, guys. We're doing our series of words about fears and tears, things you like and things you don't like.
Fears and tears.
How about allurophobia? Ever heard that term, Nikki?
No, I have not.
Sounds kind of alluring, actually.
Yeah, I was going to say, is it the fear of being too attractive? I fear that all the time.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. Scared of being alluring.
Hey, be patient with me, guys. I got a real strong echo on this end, so I'm not sure who's talking when. Let me spell it for you, hey, here. A-I-L, that's the I part, A-I-L, U-R-O, and then phobia. Allurophobia. All right, now let's get to the definition. Do you know what the word means, Ron, Nikki, what you're afraid of?
No.
If you have allurophobia?
No.
Nikki is so alluring and it scares her.
Yes.
Oh, I think you might regret that. That's what allurophobia is all about.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, allurophobia. It turns out, according to the wordsmith, this is a word that has distinguished ancient origins etymologically, but doesn't come into the language until 1905. So go figure. I don't know about that. Allurophobia, it is a fear of cats. I wouldn't put myself in that category. I'd say I dislike them, but I'm not necessarily afraid of them. How about you guys?
I love cats.
I do too. Allurophobia.
Huh.
The fear of cats. Why don't they just call it cataphobia? Or cat phobia.
Or meowophobia.
And that'd be too simple.
I guess so.
Language doesn't work that way, guys.
Oh, that's too bad.
I learned something today.
It's time for you to play Tom Jones. What's new, pussycat, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Well, hey, thank you very much.
All right, there's your word of the day. Take care. I'll talk to you in the morning. Bye-bye.